Welcome to the early 2000s Pizza on the Grill remix. This is a show chock full of really old pranks that you've probably heard before, but maybe not, because I don't think I've ever played these on the Snowplow show before, but they have been on the website for about 12 or 13 years now. This is going to be a selection of my favorite prank calls to movie theaters, pizza places, and auto parts stores. But what you'll notice about these prank calls is that they're all incoming calls, which was accomplished by calling up the phone company and tricking them into thinking that I was the business and convincing them to forward my phone lines to a phone that me and my friends can answer, which is something I haven't done in a really long time and I don't do anymore because it just seems like a bad idea since it's probably illegal. But it was fun at the time, and we had a lot of fun confusing customers and causing all sorts of mayhem and stuff. In these calls, you're mostly going to hear me, but you're also going to hear Spessa, Mr. Spessa, Murdoch, and I think that's it. There might be a few others in there. Sorry if I've forgotten you. As if any of those people still listen to my stuff. I did a lot of work on these calls, too, trying to restore them and make them sound better, because most of this stuff was recorded on cassette tape and transferred over to a computer later, because it was the early 2000s and I was probably using Windows XP and a crappy old computer that couldn't handle audio recording that well. So back then it was just kind of easier to do it all on cassette tape, which didn't make for the best quality, and another thing that didn't make for good quality was the fact that I was using landline telephone service. The fancy IP phones and Skype and stuff like that, it just wasn't as easy to come by back then. The music that you're gonna hear with these pranks, the background music and a little bit of in-between music, is by an artist named Jim. No, not the 1980s truly, truly outrageous Jim, but the early 2000s Jim that nobody's ever heard of before, which I downloaded on Napster and used to walk around listening to on my iRiver MP3 player. There won't be any voicemails in this episode or breaks or anything like that. It's just gonna be old music and old pranks. So sit back, turn it up a little bit, and join me in a recently post 9/11 world where me and friends used to trick phone companies into forwarding phone lines just so we can piss off people.
Yeah, you guys delivering?
We're actually closed right now, and I'm trying to clean up. So if you guys are calling, I'm going to be here all night. So can you stop calling?
Yeah.
No orders after 11. For future reference, no orders after 11 o'clock. That's the way it works.
All right, then just tell me
Fridays,
straight answer the first time. That's all you had to do, dude.
Well, you should know that. You should be psychic.
No. I didn't even look at the clock, dude.
You need to look at the clock before you
have
the phone.
You don't have to be rude over
from a fucking cell phone. It's got a clock on it, okay?
I didn't even look at it. What are you talking about? I'm just... Look. What's your name, first off?
Okay, first off, listen.
All I was calling to get a pizza, and what is this shit? Because you're busy picking up. No, I want to know your name.
When you call to order pizza and you're a total asshole, we're going to spit in it. That's the way it works.
You're talking about an asshole, dude. I just asked this question. You're the one calling me, just tell me. All you had to do was tell me, no, we're not delivering.
Well,
you guys are the ones with the stories here.
Out.
No. I'm freaking out now because you started copping a fucking attitude.
What?
Now tell me your name because I want to talk to your boss. Don't make me go down there.
How about we go ahead and...
This is ridiculous.
How about we go ahead and deliver you a pizza tonight? I'll make it, you know, really good for you. What's your phone number? Let's get this order started.
What's your name?
No, what's your phone number?
What's your name?
I'm going to deliver you a pizza tonight.
I don't care about the pizza. Now you're really pissing me off.
Oh, no. You're pissed off.
Absolutely.
Everyone's going to pay you.
What's your name?
I got
another call. I'll get it anyway.
I got another call. I'm going to hang
up. What's your name anyway?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I was calling to hear a recording. I guess it's not a recording. It's here what movies are playing.
I guess I'm not a recording. I'm responding to things you're saying. Because a recording wouldn't do that. A recording would just, you know, talk and ignore you. So, no, I'm not a recording.
Okay,
what do you want?
What movies are playing?
What movie do you want to see?
What kind of movie? Action?
I mean, I don't really know. That's why I was trying to hear a recording.
Do you have 50 cents? Hold on. Do you have 50 cents? You can go out and buy a newspaper.
What is your name?
I'm Kyle.
You're Kyle.
I'm Dave.
No, I'm Kyle.
neither one of us are recording, Eugenia.
I will never go.
Given 24 hours to tie your blue sense to make amends. His eyes said it all and started to fall in the silence. Deafened, head spinning round, no time to sit down. Just wanted to run and run and run. Be careful, they say, don't wish life away.
Hello, thank you for calling the movie theater. If you know the name of the movie you would like to see, please mash the keypad now with your open palm. Enter the name of the movie you would like to see now. Network, starring Robert Duvall, Faye Dunaway, and Peter Finch. Starts Monday, September 12th, 1975 at 4:10 p.m.
Minima.
Yeah, I was going to get the show times for Cabin Fever.
Do you have a newspaper with you?
No. You remember I can call back?
No, shut up. All right, hold on, Cabin Fever. All right, we got it playing at 11:52, 1709, 4309.
Come on, man. Yeah. Give me regular time.
17:08, and it's also playing at G.
Look.
Huh?
What's the show times for Cabin Fever?
If you want to get irate with me, I'm not going to tell you.
You're acting ignorant.
Have some respect for the troops, man.
God bless America.
What's the show times?
Are you going to say please?
Fuck you.
Okay, if you want to.
That wasn't please.
I know, that wasn't please, right?
That was more like, fuck you. Cinema, can I help you?
Hey, let me talk to your manager.
No, fuck you.
No, you don't get to talk to our manager.
Yes, I do. If I come over there, I'll talk to more than your manager. No,
excuse me, ma'am. I think you had some speed to do. Okay, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't eat any of the Juju Beats tonight. There's a problem. I'm not allowed to talk about it, but just don't get any of those.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's really gross. You don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi.
We're trying to find out the movie theater.
Yes, this is the movie theater. What movie would you like to go see?
The Pirate... Something, the...
Pirates of the Caribbean? Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, which one the next one starts?
The next one starts at 13. 13 or 14, I think 14.
What's 13? What time?
13.
Oh, 1300 hours.
Okay, we're not Navy, so what time is that?
Hey, don't you have respect for the troops?
Yeah,
God.
Huh. You're not supporting our troops. You must be an evil patriot.
Who the hell are you?
Why don't you just call Osama bin Laden and, you know, say hi to him?
Yeah, or why don't you call Saddam Hussein, you evil, evil woman?
People are out there dying for you. All you care about is movies. Break down, yeah, you break down. Well, don't you break down. Listen to me. Because it's just a ride, it's just a ride. No need to run, no need to hide. It'll take you round and round. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. It's just a ride.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I need to order some pizza, please.
You've called the right place.
Excuse me?
You called the right place. What's your phone number?
My phone number is 840-344.
Okay. Yeah, I got that on my caller ID. I just want to make sure you weren't lying. And what kind of pizza would you like?
The pepperoni pizza, please.
Okay. It'll be there in 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
Okay,
goodbye.
Pizza, dine-in, delivery, or takeout?
Delivery.
Okay, and what are you having tonight?
One second. Do you want beef dish or something?
Oh, don't ask me. You should know what kind of pizza you want.
I'm not
like an advice service. can you call back when you know what kind of pizza you want, please?
You know what? I don't think I will. Is this the manager?
Yeah, I'm the manager.
Oh, okay. Well, she told me she was. I order from you guys all the time.
She's not the manager. She's the only one here tonight besides me.
Well, listen, I called over there, and I asked my friend when she answered the phone. She said, you know, delivery or carry or out or whatever, and I said delivery. And then I said to my friend while I was on the phone, I said, should we get stuffed crust or deep dish? And she said, this isn't an advice service. You need to know what you want when you call. Don't call back until you know what you want.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense in a way, though.
What's that?
That kind of makes sense in a way. It sounds like good advice.
Really?
But I mean, yeah, I can talk to her about that. There's not a whole lot I can actually do, though.
So you think that's okay for her to treat people like that on
well,
the phone?
No. The problem is, it's just that I'm kind of like, you know, in a relationship with her. And I can't really discipline her because she'll tell my wife. And that's a problem for me.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Douglas.
Douglas? And what is her name?
Her name's Stacy.
Stacy? All right. Thank you, Douglas.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you need anything else then, or...?
No, I don't think I'm going to order for anymore.
You're not? Why not? Well, I mean,
because
I just...
you guys are rude. You just told me after I told you my complaint here that sounds like good advice to you.
Well, I mean, yeah, know what you're going to order before you call in, but you shouldn't have said it like that. I can understand where you're coming from.
Well, you know what?
I'd like to say something to her, but I can't, you know? She's kind of mean.
Yeah, no lie, but don't worry about it, Douglas. I'll make some other calls.
What kind of other calls are you going to make?
Well, I got the 1-800 number. I called another store user.
Okay, well, I got another customer. Bye-bye.
Do you want to come get, like, a coupon for free pizza or something?
No, I'm not going to come in. I wanted it delivered, you know.
Oh.
But then he said I was wasting his time by placing an order, you know. So I'm gonna call the corporate office tomorrow and let them know.
That's a real good idea. I would do that because, you know, we don't even really want to talk to you here anymore, okay? You're just a big complainer and you wouldn't take the fucking free pizza to make you happy. I tried to shut you up, but go ahead and tell on us, okay? Bye. It's just a ride, it's just a ride. No need to run, no need to hide. It'll take you all around. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. It's just a ride, it's just a ride. Don't be scared. Take you all around. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. It's just a ride, it's just a ride. Don't be scared now, dry your eyes.
Is there anything at all I can do?
A person, they're very reluctant to even do business with you.
Is there anything at all I can do for you, ma'am?
I wanted to order pizza.
Can I give you pizza, like, on the house? Or could I perhaps service you sexually?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, could I get you a pizza on the house, or could I service you sexually?
Excuse me?
Could I get you a pizza on the house to make up for it, or could I service you sexually?
I think that you need to go to jail.
I'm sorry, ma'am, it sounds like you just, you know, need some hard cock.
Okay.
You sound kind of uppity.
Is the manager there?
Yes, he is. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Dave. Can I help you?
Dave, what kind of business are you running there?
It's a pizza business. We make pizzas, and then we deliver them to different houses. People can call in and order the pizzas, and we'll drive them to their house. And then you pay us.
But I would never... have you driving anything to my house.
But what the fuck are you calling for?
You guys are abusing customers over there on the phone, and I'm going to report this to the area right now.
Why would you do that? I mean, don't be a Nazi about the whole thing. We're just having fun.
You're losing customers.
Well, it's a boring night. You know, I don't think they would have ordered a pizza anyway. We're just trying to talk a little sense into them.
It's not like we're doing it on a Saturday. Come on.
What is your name?
I'm not going to tell you because then you'll just get me in trouble.
Well, yeah, you probably don't need a job with people.
Well, I don't know why you need to be a Nazi.
A Nazi?
Yeah, you're being a total Nazi about it. You're bringing my high down.
Okay. But I'm flying so high, high off the ground when you're around. And I can feel your heart rocking me inside. It's too much to hide. So strange the way our paths have crossed, how we were brought together. It's written in the stars, it seems. Feels so nice, oh yeah, you feel so nice. I'd love to spend the night, but I can't pay the price, oh no. No. And time flying so high, high off the ground when you're around. And I can feel your heart touching me inside, and it's too much to hide.
Huh?
Hey, this is Pete. Did you just call and hang up on us?
I think my brother did. Yeah, I had his delivery. I just don't know if you guys are on the way yet.
Listen, it's not going to help for you to call and hang up on us like that. We're not going to get there any faster.
To PD?
All right.
Well, can you call me?
Don't be calling and hanging up on people. We'll have the fucking police over
that
there.
That wasn't me, though, okay?
Let me talk to your brother.
Why are you getting an attitude with me when it wasn't even me?
Let me talk to your brother, then.
He didn't call us here for.
Because he's the one that called and hung up.
Well, maybe it was an accident. Did you ever think about that?
No, I didn't think about that.
Well, then there you go.
He needs to have a talking to. Just give me your brother.
What if I don't want to?
I'll come over. I have your address.
It don't matter if you have it or not.
Actually, someone's on their way. I'm gonna radio them and tell them to have a talking to with your brother.
Whatever, then.
Bye.
I need a radiator hose for a 93 Nissan Maxima.
Well, why don't you come to the store and buy one, dipshit? I mean, we're autos. Obviously, we have radiator hoses.
Okay, well,
come on in.
Bye. All right, later.
Bye.
No, this is auto.
Okay, is this the manager?
No, I'm not the manager.
Can I speak to him, please?
No, you may not.
Why not?
Because I'm afraid you're going to talk to him and try and get me in some kind of trouble.
Well, every time I call and I'm trying to buy a part from y'all are hanging up on us, are talking very rude to us, and I'm not going to put up with it. Matter of fact, I'm fixing to go down there and talk to him in person.
Oh, no, I'll help you. I'll help you now.
No, I don't need your help. What I need to know is the manager there now?
He is, but I'm afraid I'm not going to let you talk to him.
You're not going to let me talk to him?
If you're going to get me in trouble, I'm going to at least make you have the inconvenience of having to drive all the way to the store. So, come on now. Bring your army.
No, I'm on my way over there now.
Oh, you're on your cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm right around the corner.
Oh, no. I'm shaking.
And your name is?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. I'll be right there.
All right. Bye.
Hi there.
Who is this?
This is Pizza Hut. Did you get a wrong number?
This is not Pizza Hut.
I am too, Pizza Hut.
No, you're not.
I've got pizzas on the grill right now, right in front of me.
Pizza on the grill. Excuse me. Pizza don't cook on a grill.
Oh, you're smarter than me then.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot for not knowing how to cook a pizza.
I have cops out my building, 3 cop cars, and they're going to... You can get in jail for this.
I can get in jail?
You can be put in jail for threatening people.
You don't speak very well. Is that why you're working there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Apparently, at least I don't threaten people.
I didn't threaten anyone.
Yes, you did.
Did not?
People are calling me, and you're threatening people.
No, I'm not.
Who should I believe, you or them?
Probably me. I'm pretty trustworthy.
Yeah, right.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
I'm not telling you my name.
Please.
Who are you?
Well, this is Kyle.
Yeah, last time you told me your name was Kevin.
No, that was somebody else. He sounds like me.
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
Don't you have anything better to do with your time than threaten people and... I mean, come on, this is stupid.
I'm trying to cook a pizza here.
Cook a pizza.
Uh-huh. This is a business line. You need to get off our line.
No, this is my business line.
You own the business?
Yes, I do, actually.
No, you don't.
How do you know?
You just work there for minimum wage.
Minimum wage, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Don't lie.
How do you know?
Because I know.
How do you know?
I just do.
You don't know anything, seems
yeah.
like.
Well, I gotta get back to my pizzas. I think you need to have repair call your number, and you should call repair about that, because it's a really loud buzzing sound.
This is repair.
Oh, you are repair.
I am repair, and I'm trying to get the number that I dialed one number, but your line is crossed up with another number.
Oh.
And I need your number in order to place the report to get it
correct. Okay. Oh, our number is 1-800-HARD-MEAT, M-E-A-T.
Okay, sir, that is not your number.
You should tell us what our number is.
Okay, sir, your line is crossed with another number.
But it's hard.
I know, we've been getting these calls that said, oh, we want to know what time it is for the movies, and we're like, dude.
Okay, sir, I understand that your number is crossed with the cinema theater.
Yeah, we
they
said...
They have called in, and they have placed a report on the line.
Is a cinema theater the same as a theater? Like a regular theater?
Yeah.
Or is it a special cinema theater?
Or is it like, you know, where they show Cats? Or, you know, like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Okay, the line is crossed, and they are trying to get it corrected. And in order to correct...
It doesn't sound like Belson employs the most intelligent of people.
Is there any way
you
could uncross the line for us, please?
I can't
uncross
the line.
Can you just go to, like...
I can't uncross the line.
Hold on. Call the NOC. Call the Network Operations Center and tell them that it's crossed. Just call the NOC and tell them it's crossed.
She's calling me to report that.
No, they're not. You're a liar. Quit saying that.
Ma'am, on your computer screen?
Sir? Okay, sir, this is Sandra with Bell's Repair.
Oh, you're with Bell's Repair.
Sandra, we've already made that clear that you're with Bell's Repair. Your name is Sandra, and you're
okay.
Repair.
And she is telling me that you are answering the line and telling me...
I ain't answering. I'm not answering anything. People call me and I say hello.
Because the lines are crossed up, and in order to correct the problem...
Ma'am, on your computer screen, click on the uncross button. On the icon,
yeah,
it says
we don't have that, sir.
Well, do you operate in Windows 95 or something?
Okay, sir. Okay, you're not cooperating.
No, you're right, I'm not.
We gave you the phone number, and you didn't believe it.
I know, right? We gave you the phone number.
No, you did not give me the phone number.
What's
not sure
why you called 800-HARD-ME? Sure is hard, hot, and demanding attention. You can't stop thinking about it'll feel like when you finally shoot that big load all over my face.
Well, we can trace this another way.
Okay,
I was hoping for some cooperation. I did not get it.
Okay,
so
you didn't.
You're
right. Make it further.
Sandra.
What?
Could you do me a favor? I mean, we'll tell you the numbers if you say something for us. Okay? It's just say, go away, PLA. And we'll tell you the number, and we'll hang up, and we won't ever bother you again, okay? Sandra, just say, go away, PLA.
I need one from the East Coast.
Is that noise on your end?
No, that's not on my end. I thought that was on your end.
Oh, cinema.
You know that when you call this number, you can hear everything y'all are saying.
No way, you're kidding.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Why don't you quit eavesdropping?
I'm calling, they see what movies are playing, you can hear everything y'all are saying.
Why don't you quit eavesdropping, you nosy bitch?
Okay, I'll be up there in 5 minutes.
Oh, come on up,
okay,
bitch.
Cool. Come on up.
Why don't you go grab a paper while you're out so you can find out what movies are playing?
That's what the number's for, dumbass.
Oh,
I'll
fuck you.
I'll be the police man in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Good, call our manager. Call the manager. My name is Steve.
I was just wondering what was playing there. I thought I would get a recording.
Oh, do you get
No, this? No. We changed the system, ma'am. Today playing is Debbie Does Dallas at 4 o'clock. Hot Anal Misfits 4.
What is that?
Hot Anal Misfits.
Okay, what you can tell me is the ones that would be a family. Do you have any family movies or children's
movies? Yes, we do. We have Happy Scrappy Hero Pop and Best of Kitty Porn Nation 4.
It's kitty porn for the kids.
Yeah, like 4 and 5 year olds.
Oh no, this child is 10.
Oh, okay. Do you want like girl on girl or gay or what? Bin. We actually have some BDSM. It's good stuff. I mean, we can't have 6 year olds in the theater, like people under 6. We have All Anal Gangbang number 4 too as well.
All Anal Gangbang?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very good.
Are you sure you're calling the right theater?
I don't think I am.
This is a pornography establishment.
Nice laugh, lady.
We're calling the cops on you if you're bringing your kids to a porno house.
I guess you would.
Yeah, we would.
Well, I'm not bringing... I thought I was calling... What I thought I was calling was a...
We don't care.
Yeah, you're going to hell.
Bye.
You sicko. Pervert.
Pizza, are you calling for delivery tonight?
Pick up?
Oh, okay.
What
would you like?
A personal pepperoni.
One of those little ones?
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a waste. Okay,
that's what I'm ordering, so it doesn't matter if it's a waste or not.
Well, I think it's a waste, but
well,
okay.
Well, that's your opinion. You're paid to take orders and make pizzas, not give your opinion.
Fuck you, okay?
I'm not giving you pizza. Excuse me, let me talk to your manager.
No, why don't you go fucking go to the store and buy yourself...
Listen, bitch!
No ass wipe.
Give me your fucking manager.
No hemorrhoid face. Why don't you just go...
I'm coming down there and talk to your manager right now, bitch.
Fuck off.
Little cunt.
Die.
Hello, Otto.
Yes, are you open?
No, I'm just sitting here answering the phone for idiots.
This is Doug. Can I help you?
Hi, Doug.
Uh-huh.
I need to know who's answering your phones today.
I guess any employee that's here can pick up an answer.
Okay, because we've called several times today, and we've had the same rude kid answer the phone, calling his name, cursing at us.
Yeah, that's Nathan. He's up for review.
Okay, well, he has called us idiots. He's told us we were shit out of luck because we didn't have a newspaper.
Oh, really?
Or we weren't in a convenience store. We're on our way up there.
Uh-huh.
And we'd like to make sure that some action is going to be taken with him.
Okay. I'm thinking I'll probably slap his hand with a ruler. But I can wait till you get here so you can witness this.
What's your name?
My name is Doug.
Doug?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
We'll see you then.
Called earlier,
mm-hmm.
And two of your employees were very rude to me and were saying very nasty, obscene gestures.
That's probably because of your fucking attitude problem. God, what's with you? I mean, listen to you. You sound like a bitch just like, you know, right from the start. So I can kind of understand why they would be doing that.
Are you the manager?
No. I'm the janitor.
Okay, that's great. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling Pizza. Can I help you?
Hi, actually, yeah, it's delivery.
Okay, we're having a special tonight for customers that don't piss me off. We have a large pizza. What are you laughing at?
Did you just say for customers that don't piss me off?
Yes, and laughing at me pisses me off.
Well, it's really humorous, and that shouldn't piss you off.
Okay, well, you can go ahead and order your pizza, but I'm most likely to spit in it. So what would you like?
Gentlemen, can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
I was looking for the Showtime recording.
Oh, okay. It's broken today. I can tell you Showtime stuff if you'd like.
Okay. What happened to it? Because I just had a... I'm a manager, and I just had a customer call and complain about this phone line.
Really? I don't know. It just blew up in a big puff of smoke. I think too many people were calling it all at once.
Save me. Save me. Save me. Stop my mind working overtime, it's driving me insane. It will not let me live, always so negative, it's become my enemy. Save me, save me, save me.
Can I help you?
Are you still delivering?
We sure are.
Okay. I'd like to place an order for delivery.
Okay. Can I get your phone number, please?
Sure. It's 29.
Uh-huh.
46.
Okay. And what kind of pizza would you like?
One with cheese and the other with pepperoni, but easy on the pepperoni.
Easy on the pepperoni?
Yeah, very, very easy on the pepperoni.
Okay. Can we have no pepperoni instead?
I beg your pardon?
The delivery girl tonight, she's a vegan, vegetarian, you know, and she's against all meat products, so she won't deliver anything with meat on it tonight.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. It was...
Well, then I don't want to order from you.
It was kind of slow tonight, so we sent the other delivery guy home, and she's the only one left, and she won't deliver meat products.
Well, thanks anyway, then.
Oh, you don't want to order?
Sorry. No.
Why not?
I don't. Well, if I can't order what I want, then I'm not going to order.
Well, that's kind of rude. I mean, why'd you call and waste my time?
You're pretty fucking rude.
Well, at least I didn't cuss at you.
Well, I'm cussing at you, so
I would deliver it, but I don't have a driver's license.
Cinemac, can I help you?
Yes, hi, my daughter just called to find out what the movies are. Well, you just asked her the Social Security number.
Oh, that would have been Nathan. He's also works here.
Okay, well, I'm going to report him because he's not supposed to be asking that.
Well, he needs her Social Security number so we can confirm how old she is.
No, you never ask anybody's Social Security number. That's against the law to ask people their Social Security number.
Well, how are we supposed to know she's over 17?
You ask for an ID when they get there. You don't ask over the phone. That's against the law. You could.
But could she give her ID over the phone? I get her driver's license number.
No, it's against the law. So you guys better stop it right now.
What, to ask for ID?
To ask for somebody's Social Security number. It's against the law.
Well, we just have to find out if she's old enough. We can't have kids
coming
to the movie.
No, I'll report you guys if you do that again.
Well, we will do it again.
Bye.
That's our policy.
Nope, bye.
That's our policy, bitch. Well, Cinema, can I help you?
I was calling to see what movies were playing.
Well, you're just shit out of luck, bitch. Hang up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say
anything. Yeah, don't go see Once Upon a Time in Mexico. It sucked dick. We're going to see Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis. She takes her shirt off.
What in the world?
I need to take control. My mind is on a roll. It is understanding to me.
Green, blue, yellow, and purple. Which color would you like? They're different prices.